big games were probably, Juno Douglas. They opened play, the Juno Douglas boys. They lost to Thunder Mountain right away, 56-40, and then they had to win three games in 3 days, including a rematch with Thunder Mountain, and two straight victories over the top seed Ketchikan Kings. And that included a 51-46 overtime game on Friday, complete with a power outage in the last seconds of regulation play as the gym lights are on a timer and it was approaching midnight. But then on Saturday, the Crimson Bears, they won the region title 60-56 over Ketchikan. Both JD and Kehi move on to the state tourney as Kehi received one of two WPI bids announced on Sunday by ASA, the Alaska School Activities Association. Now, the WPI is based on strength of schedule and the strength of your opponent's schedule, so it behooves Southeast teams to travel out of the comforts of the Panhandle during the season and battle in Anchorage, the Valley and Fairbanks. Now, in the 4A girls bracket, top-seeded Juno Douglas held off Ketchikan 52-45 in their first game, but Kehi rebounded by defeating Thunder Mountain and then taking two straight games over JD, 41-39 on Friday and 42-24 on Saturday for the region title. And once again, both teams move on to state as JD received a WPI. Now, the 4A and 3A tourneys are unique in that even if you win a region title, that just guarantees you entrance to the state tournament, but not a top WPI seeding. The JD boys are ranked 6th out of 8 teams and open against 3rd-seeded East Anchorage. And if they win, they could face the 2nd-seed Diamond in the next round. The Kehi boys got a more favorable seeding at the 4 spot and open with 5th-seeded Bartlett. But the bottom line is, you have to beat the best to be the best. And that point is made clear as the Southeast champ Kehi girls received an 8th seed and open against the state's top Wasilla girls, while Juno Douglas got a 7th seed, and they open against a second-ranked Diamond.
In that Friday boys game, did the power outage, did that affect the outcome of the game at all or change the momentum?
It could have changed the momentum. It's like a Super Bowl halftime. You get this extended delay, and it's only seconds left in the game, and it's you get this extended delay, so you don't know what happens, and then you come back for a couple seconds, and it's all mute, and you go into overtime, and so then you have another delay. You have to be ready for anything in Southeast play. So both teams, they battled and they had another chance to do it again the next night. So, it played out like it played out.
And what about some of the other divisions, the lower divisions like 3 and 2A?
In the 3A side, you have just Sitka and Mount Edgecombe. There's only two teams. And the Sitka girls won and the Sitka boys won. So they'll both move on up into the state tournament. And the 3A, 4A state tournament begins Thursday, March 23rd. Juno also hosted the 2A regional tournament, and the Petersburg Viking boys won the Southeast title 58-52 over the Metlakatla Chiefs. And then the Chiefs came back and defeated the Wrangell Wolves 45-33 for the 2nd state berth. On the girls' side, the Craig Lady Panthers won the 2A girls region championship with a 43-41 win over the Metlakatla Mischiefs. And Metlakatla took the 2nd state berth with a 43-31 win over the Wrangell Lady Wolves. The 1A-2A state tournament begins this Wednesday, March 15th. This is all at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. And the 1A tournament will also start on Wednesday, and that tournament was the region tournament was held in Ketchikan, and that produced the Klawak girls and Heidelberg boys as the champions and the Cake girls and Klawak boys as the second place finishers.
And tell me a little bit about the atmosphere here in Juneau with all the 4A and 3A schools here in the capital city.
Well, if you can imagine your high school days when you have all these different high schools coming to town and multiple jerseys and pom-poms and pep bands. And, we had packed gyms almost every day and definitely at every night the gym was packed. It's probably the biggest sporting event, high school event in Alaska, is the region championship in Southeast. And it's because of the cheerleaders and pep bands. You don't get that up at the state tournament. You don't get that amount of bandage and fan support coming to every game. So it's pretty unique that way. And there were a couple special announcements during the tournament, one being former JDHS boys coach George Houston was honored by OSA and announced as part of the 2017 class for induction into the Alaska High School Sports Hall of Fame. And Wrangell High School boys coach Ray Stokes played his last tournament, coached his last tournament here, after 30 years at the helm of the Wolves. So that was also announced, and it was pretty special.